Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
American pie. I don't know, man. I pie is tough for me. I don't.
I like poontang pie.
That's different. Now, pie is just. It's just like I just eat it, and the only thing I can think to myself is,
wait, what kind of pie?
Any pie.
Oh,
the only thing I can think
about poontang. I thought you were going to be like,
oh no, fuck that. Right. Some good poontang pie. I'm all about that shit. But no, you just eat it, and you're like, why the fuck am I even doing this? Like, it feels like such a worthless way to shove food into your mouth. Like, it doesn't, I don't know. I mean, I guess if it's sweet and it tastes good to you and you're into that, I just don't get it, man. It just, if there's a food we can eliminate, you know, as a part to un-American ourselves.
Are you insane?
I think pie is getting ousted.
You're out of your goddamn mind. There's cake, fucking pot pie.
Cake is so much better. Pot pie is different. That's a fucking hot pie.
You know what a pie is? It's crust with something inside of it. It doesn't have to be fruits. It can be fucking meat.
That's true.
Meat pie.
Meats and stuff.
Pizza.
Oh, there we
pizza
go. That's pie. A bit, way better.
Pizza. It's a pie.
It's a pie.
When it's from Chicago, it is. But well, that's just kind of.
You can get a calzone.
That's just kind of ridiculous, though. Eh.
Yeah.
It's not ridiculous.
That's more of a pocket, though. That's like a gigantic hot pocket.
Wait, are we talking about vaginas again? I keep getting confused.
Well, hopefully that's a smaller hot pocket.
There's so many sexual references.
You don't want
food.
That pocket too big.
Actually,
you know?
So many sexual
references. Gape holes.
Did you say gape holes or gape?
Gape.
Holes? Like gape. Like gaping.
Yeah, gaping.
Yeah, like a hot dog down a hallway. You know, you just.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
You can bounce it off. I'm uncomfortable. I just, this is way too many, red tube moments.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's true.
Actually, we're doing the live stream for Red Tube right now, actually.
Yeah.
We're watching this live, so.
Is this why you have this black couch?
Yeah, well,
this casting couch.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
it's a nanny cam, so I can't tell you where the camera.
I feel like Berg, you've used that one time on a girl. You were sitting there like, yeah,
ma'am,
just sit right here,
ma'am. How old are you?
So, typically, how this goes is we got to test it out.
What are you
and
okay
see
with?
What you're good at and what you need some work with.
Can
you know,
tell me your name and your age, please.
Everybody always works for free the first time. It's just the way that it goes. You know, you got to pay some dues.
Those are always as uncomfortable as I thought.
What's your condom? Oh, I'll pull out.
Are you cool with anal? It's
Did you just come in me?
Oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh. No. Or sometimes I'm like,
oh, shit, I'm sorry. Yeah. It just felt
Here's
so
a towel.
Good.
Clean yourself up and get out.
No. They'll say, I'll get you the morning after pill.
Is that what they say? I've never seen one of those guys that nice. You watch the polite ones.
No. See, the casting couch guys, they're nice, but the ones where they think they're actually going in and shooting a video, and they're called cream pie surprise. Those are the porn stars that are.
There goes another pie there.
Cream Aaron. I'll give you
a cream pie.
Everyone loves a cream pie.
Like
I'll give you the cream pie. All right.
Anyway, and they're like, what the fuck?
Where she's fakes like she's angry?
I thought you were a professional.
I think those are fake, though, and the girl fakes like she's like super mad.
I don't know, man. They get really.
They are actresses. That's all I'm saying.
They're horrible actresses.
I didn't say she was good at it.
That's what I'm just saying. That she's an actress.
Yeah, but, that's what they're striving to be eventually.
I want to see a homemade cream pie surprise where guys, like, it's like an amateur home video and a guy accidentally comes inside a woman.
I'd want to own a bakery and I just make pies where they're all just cream pies.
Marcus. People are going to get sick of that shit after
cakes.
A while.
Like, I want to make a cake. It looks like a penis and you squeeze a little
guys, is this an earful in Emerald City or Howard Stern?
No, this is earful. This is,
you can
this,
go either way.
This is not what Seattle was known for. Though Seattle was known
with
for
just
sex.
A little baba boy.
I was in Seattle known for like having a bunch of people that are like different sexual orientations. I thought that was Seattle's claim to fame.
Too many.
Anyway, let's get this episode kicked off.
Yeah.
Welcome to An Earful in the Emerald City, episode number 35. And you are listening right now.
We need to have like a sign up so he can just remember the...
Yeah. We're halfway through our podcast life here.
Yeah. I
guess, you know.
When you hit 50, 70, that's when you retire.
70 is reasonable. I mean, the average is 78.
We've been doing this for 35 fucking weeks, man.
That's a lot. I know. That's consistency, and though. Slim is consistent.
Slim is still keeping me around in his life.
Still pocketing. I know, Marcus. I'm counting, man. All right. I'm counting. What'd you say, big guy?
Slim, you've kept me around for this long.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you know. It's been a Mexican standoff for the last few weeks. I'm not gonna deny it.
Oh shit!
Yeah, no. Thanks you guys for listening. We appreciate you guys joining us. If you're new to the show, thanks for giving us a shot, guys. We're just hanging out here. I'm in quite the predicament here. I got to watch what I say. I'm outnumbered 2-1 at the moment, and these guys, they look like they might be able to hurt me. So, we're hanging out here. We got my good buddy and local comedian in the house helping us out tonight. He is back by popular demand. Mr. Marcus Netters is joining us on the show.
I think my shirt's dirty.
Oh, my gosh.
I have hot sauce on my shirt.
Your everything is dirty right now, Marcus, but we're not going
to hold it. It's hot sauce. I put hot sauce on a pizza.
The fucking cream pie. Okay, so how about this? Ice cream cake or cream pie?
Are we talking about a real cream pie or just a cream pie like the...
Just a pie.
Like
whatever
a little
pie.
Debbie?
Yeah, whatever.
That or ice Debbie.
Cream cake. A little Debbie cream
what?
Pie?
What? Over ice cream cake? You're nuts, man.
I'm lactose intolerant. I don't want...
Oh, my God. Cake. I knew there
Is
was
this little Debbie from
you.
Dallas?
Ooh, wow. You know, I never put those two together, but yeah, maybe.
That was a good poll there.
That was
actually.
A good poll, yeah.
Yeah, that was deep, man.
I never thought about little Debbie from Dallas and her moon pies.
She does it really well down there.
Yeah. They got those oatmeal cream pies.
Jeez, I'm going to have to Urban Dictionary that one.
Oh, no.
Oatmeal cream? Oh, man,
Holy
those are good.
Cow.
They got two oatmeal cookies.
Holy cow. I just know the shot is kind of unpleasant at times when you're taking
it. You notice way too many sweet shots I've never had.
What's with the girls? And they love the kamikazes. Like, what is that? Is there
I think
something?
They just like to say kamikaze. It's a good word.
I think you're right. I think there's something
it's
behind
a good word.
That.
It's like salsa.
It does. It rolls off your tongue very
it's
well.
It's a good word.
The kamikaze and the lemon drop.
Lemon drop is because I just like the Sour Patch or Sour Patch Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good little lemon candies. I feel like if it was more sour, I'd... What the fuck am I... I don't care about that.
let me ask you guys this one. Uh-huh. Since we're on kamikazes... Did those pilots, did they know before they took off?
Yeah, they did a ceremony.
Was their sergeant looking at them? So when shit gets ugly,
you
gotta
kill shit gets ugly.
Two
no.
or three Americans, hopefully.
No, they were a unit. They were like the Tuskegee Airmen. They were specifically like, you will be a kamikaze. They drank sake. They did a whole thing before they got in the plane.
Nice.
Have you never watched Flags of Our Fathers?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, my God, man.
So
you're a history buff, too.
I know. I should know more about this. So it was a specific like.
They
platoon became
of
them?
Because they were losing. They didn't start doing it until they were losing. And they were like, hey, guys. We're going to put you in some shitty planes with no bullets or nothing. You're just going to fly your plane into their battleships because Japan.
Yeah.
Japan's fucking weird.
I know. What a crazy fucking country, dude.
Tokyo's on my bucket list, though.
Yeah, well, enjoy the weird, bro. You're going to have, like, penny vending machines. You're going to
You're
gonna not be allowed on certain trains because the women are worried about guys taking upskirt shots.
Upskirt shots. What are upskirt shots?
That's where you point your camera phone up a girl's skirt. It's fucking.
And you get some shot of them panties.
Oh, you know what I used to do in eighth grade to the girls?
Oh my God! Well,
oh boy,
I used to put a mirror on my shoe.
Oh God!
I can
hear the lawsuit.
It's good to know.
Right.
It's nice to know that won't retroactively get you like fucking Bill Cosby. So good luck, bro.
Timeout.
Let's get into this. We got to talk about this since you brought it up, Marcus.
Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
What?
He's still in
the
news.
He's old news.
Well, I know. Like
he's still in the middle of this
man.
His
court
Are you serious?
Thing. Yeah, his court thing or something happened.
And... Oh, my gosh.
But I'm like, he's so old, I don't care.
It changes
No. If that motherfucker, if that son of a bitch, Bill Cosby, if he did something wrong, he needs to go to jail.
He is going to go to jail.
No, do not go light on him just because
We told him to go light on him.
America's dad.
He's going to go to jail. He's fucking 80. He's going to live for like 7 more years. He's going to die in jail. Like,
yeah, like Jerry Sandusky. No, he won't even live that long. Him and Sandusky can be... Him and Sandusky can be
Sandusky.
Cellmates.
Yeah. You talking about Penn State?
Yeah, Penn State.
What? Who cares? Who cares?
Who cares about Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby, he's just... I can't believe at some point... This guy's going to have to really start giving serious consideration to suicide. I mean, at some point, he's just got to put 80. It through the thing.
He's already... He literally got through 50, 65 women or some shit. Like, he's already like, what? Suicide for what? He's just going to die.
Yeah, but would you rather die in prison or would you rather take a bunch of pills night and say...
He's going to go to a fancy, not wake up. He's just going to be like in a nice area and be like, hey, Bill, it's going to be a bunch of like male guards. Like, hey, good job, bro. I loved your TV show.
He's the illegal...
Are they going to be doing impressions of him?
Maybe. They might do that when they give him his food. Like, I feel like he's going to be fine. He's just going to die in prison. And I said, like... You
know. He's the illegal version of Tiger Woods.
The illegal version?
The illegal version of Tiger Woods.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But honestly, though, with Tiger Woods, those chicks wanted him so fucking bad. I mean, come on.
My thing with Bill Cosby is, what do you think those women wanted him to?
Dude, no. It's the way he went about it, man.
Oh, I know.
It's
but I'm saying, like, I'm pretty sure those women were like, oh, this is awesome. Why am I so sleepy? Next thing you know, they wake up and like, oh...
He could have, if he didn't drug him, dude, he could have banged probably 2/3 of those
girls.
That's
my thoughts. And then,
even if he didn't drug him.
They found his agents was like sending him like underage girls sometimes.
Wait a minute. That's a reach.
What's a reach?
If he didn't drug him, he probably could have banged at least 2/3 of them.
Dude, fame is the ultimate equalizer in like sex.
A couple of the girls said, they took an interview and they said, it's not like I was going to say no to anything.
Yeah,
they said it in the interview, but they don't. They want to be conscious at least and know what the fuck's going on while they're getting rammed by.
Yeah,
America's dad getting all in that pussy.
He did that before Instagram. Like that's what bugs me is like it's not even a thing where the girls could like brag about it and have gotten like the Instagram fame.
Exactly.
I was like,
exactly. Or if they're conscious and they knew, they would have been like, okay, Bill. So that was great, and I had a good time at all.
I need
to get a role here. Really need to get a role.
Didn't he have some women who were like, I won't say anything if you give me some money? And he was like, all right, here.
Probably. Oh, I'm sure it happened. Yeah.
How's his wife still by his side?
That's called old school.
Oh,
royalty.
My God.
It's old school.
Oh, dude, seriously. It's like,
how is his wife still by his side?
I feel like there's people now who's musicians who do the same stuff. Like the wives are just like, as long as he comes back home, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Like a kept woman. Like, I still think that's a thing.
I got it.
There's still women who are like they, and I said like there are a few men who are now kept men because now it's kind of getting to like, I think Rihanna has a bunch of dudes who are just sitting on deck like, all right, I'm gonna stay at your house.
She cannot stay single. Rihanna cannot stay single.
Why not?
This is a new day.
She likes to work.
No.
Madonna stayed single. Basically, she tried for like a little bit with Guy Ritchie. She's like, oh, fuck this shit. This is a new day and age. Like,
no, she tried to get her Mac on with Drake.
This is the first time in like there's like 50. There's more people single than are married.
Really?
Yeah.
Like in our country?
Yeah. There are more people single than are married. Like more people are like, fuck that shit. It's stupid.
Is that why? Is it because people are smartening up to the fact that marriage is, it's just ridiculous and it doesn't make sense?
Well, it's a monetary scam, but I mean, like most people don't like do it as far as like, I don't know, like it's not a thing like it used to be.
Getting married is overrated.
I mean, yeah.
It's just if there's no kids in the picture, if you guys haven't shitted on any kids yet, it's like, why bring the state into this? Why bring the government into this? Taxes. Why make them a part of our shit?
Taxes.
So you get a small benefit. So what?
No,
whatever.
That's what I mean, like,
and then at some point you got to whack it all up again, and then you're paying a lawyer, and he's getting 30% of everything.
Well, yeah, but the tax thing's only been around for, like, what, 60, 70 years or so? So, like, it's only been an incentive for not even that long.
Yeah. And you think, oh, well, we're going to just split it up 50-50. You know, let's say your guy has made a ton of money. We're just going to split it up 50-50. No, you're going to split it up three ways. The lawyers are going to get about the same cut as each of you
divorce
are.
Divorce is way more expensive. It's cheaper to keep her.
Exactly. And then you're just stuck in a miserable situation. It's just, It just doesn't make sense in the modern world that we live in. Not you know, it might have made point. There might have been a point to it back when you could have five wives, or when you could just go out of town and there was no cell phones or any communication, so you could just bang whoever and your wife would never know. Really, yeah. I mean, it doesn't really make sense
until
anymore.
You come back. Until you come back, and then she wants some, and then two, and then a couple weeks later, you're taking a piss, and oh.
What the hell?
Ouch.
What just happened?
Got that burn.
Got
that burn, man.
What the hell is that? I don't. All right.
Hey, you know, it could happen, but I don't. Did they have as many venereal diseases back in the day?
Yeah.
I would assume so.
Just what? Wasn't publicized like it is now.
No, I don't know. But I mean, like, I can't wait for, like, when all the gay people who are getting married now start divorcing each other, it'll be the best.
That's true, when the gay divorces start.
I will watch Gay Divorce Court. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be like, I'm super in on this.
That's true. We've already fucked it up. I'm sure. Yeah, honestly, if they
let's see how Randy and Tanny or whatever Tanner.
Wow.
Like watching them get divorced would be amazing. It'd be like he kept going out and partying, and like he came back and he had all. He was so you know like I like the arguments won't make any sense to me because I'll be like this is the best I've ever seen because it'll get catty in a way where I won't hear like. Like just the chattering of like the dude he said she said it's a he said like it'll be the best argument even two girls arguing would be
she said
that's yeah, true
like,
yeah
that would be amazing it'll, as well
it'll maybe be more than 80% fact based yes. You know during the yes. argument but what happens though if they end up just fucking nailing it and gay people never get married they're gonna start thinking they're a superior race they're gonna turn into like the Nazis of our country
wait,
at this point
it.
Yeah, what if none of them break up and they all just
figure
it out?
Oh, they're better at it? Then
yeah.
They're already better at it than we are.
Yeah, but like you said, they haven't had a lot of time, though. They're still,
I know,
they're
but
still
I still
very
feel like
early
they're
in the game.
Way better at it than we are already. Like, I want
yeah,
more
but
gay.
The,
I think the gay marriage is the best thing because I feel like they're better parents because they don't have to, like, they don't have, like, this whole, like, our flow cycle. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's just a better engagement
mm-hmm.
as far as them knowing themselves as far as, like, I know how I am, and I like if you ever. I don't know if you guys have ever been like a long term relationship, where you're like, you know, you're talking to your girl, and all of a sudden you're in trouble, and you're like, "What the hell did I do?" And like, I just don't understand. And you got to talk to your mom or your mm-hmm. guy friends, and then you're like, she's talking to her friends. Like this is a situation where like all of them have the same friends, and I don't. I think it'll just be this big fucking. I think it'll be amazing. So yeah. I can't wait for it.
Well, and you think about it, and it's like when they make a decision to have kids. It's like they've had time to think about this.
They thought about it.
They've put
like,
some calculations in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're saying, you know what? Okay, this is something that we really
want
to do.
We
want to be
a
part of this. So let's figure this out and let's make this happen. And they have to put work in just to get to that point. Yeah. The work isn't just fucking.
Way more thought out.
The work
than, like,
isn't just fucking somebody who's good looking and attractive.
Way
you know?
More thought out.
I think the good thing about gay marriage is that there's no tradition. There's no rules. Like when a man and a woman gets married, mm-hmm. there's that tradition that was set fucking 200 years ago.
Two thousand years ago.
Right. Sorry, where the women is supposed to be submissive. They're supposed to be the homemaker. They mm-hmm. stay home while the man is the breadwinner.
Right.
It's the breadwinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they go home. Men come home to a warm dinner. They can get laid anytime they want. There wasn't no such thing as a husband raping their wife. There wasn't such thing as that back then. And with gay marriage, there isn't no tradition. It's all about teamwork. I think that
they're better at it than us.
Yes, I feel like straight couples should take a page from a gay couple's playbook and see and look at how. An actual relationship should work.
I just think that they should just outlaw heterosexual marriage. They should just.
Okay. Let's not.
I want my own parade. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. Singles, singles.
Straight marriage returns. Bring it back. I just want that to happen for a little bit. But I want for a while where we lost our privileges and it's all like gay people are the only ones that get married and straight people are like you can't have it anymore. That's what I want. I want that. I feel like it would just fix stuff for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. The thing is like, again, I'm going to come back to kind of what I was saying before, but it's like, there's no, unplanned parenting situations in the gay community. Yeah. There's no unplanned situations every time. You know, how many of our fucking heterosexual people that we know, how many of them actually plan on having kids and it just kind of happened and they went with it?
There's so many oops babies.
I mean, it's gotta be.
I was an oops baby.
Right? It's gotta be at least 40%. Don't you think? At least 40%?
More than that, 60.
I mean, there's a term, shotgun wedding. It's because the dude was like, hey, you've got to marry my daughter now.
me living in Texas, I saw that shit a lot. Right.
Like, that's just the thing.
Okay, that's where that term comes from. Wow, I'm learning so much today, Marcus. Yeah, wow, it's so great to have you here, man.
Learning from two people who lived in Texas and saw this shit firsthand.
Yeah.
Well, the shotgun went, ugh. Well, I mean, it happens, but I mean, now I know so many people where they have the kid and it's a lot of times someone in the group of the parents, one wants to get married, the other one's like, no. Mm-hmm. But I'll stay around because of my child. I know a lot of people who are not married with kids.
Yeah.
That's like common now too.
Yeah. But that's the one situation I feel like getting married kind of makes sense when you have the kids in the picture.
No, the paper,
I
mean, like you were saying earlier, the paper doesn't matter.
It's yeah,
like,
but those kids
stay need, around. That's
yeah,
all
but
you
those
have to
kids
do.
Need to be, you know, accounted
no,
for.
No, they're just indoctrinated in 2,000 years of this bullshit. Like, literally, you don't have to get married to raise your child. Just stay and raise your child.
But then
after 18 years, like, all right, I'm good.
But then
peace
what the fuck
out.
Were
you
doing?
Get half of my stuff.
What were you doing, though, then? You had a kid, and then
and
you didn't want to get married?
Our biggest
and then
issue
it's
was
like,
single parents. Literally, the marriage doesn't do anything. Like, you can literally just... What's the Rock's lead singer for Kiss? Like, him and his wife have been together for years, never got married. They got two kids.
Oh, are they really? What?
Shannon Tweed and Gene
yes,
Simmons.
Gene Simmons. They've been together for yeah. years. Never got married. Two kids. Like, it was like, really? Yeah. Because he's like, I had kids. I'm staying.
Shannon Tweed's like, she's between being a B-list actress and a porn star.
I thought he was going to say a bitch. I thought you were like,
I don't know her. I don't know her like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. I thought you were going to say, I was like, whoa, pull back.
Gene
bro.
Simmons pissed me the fuck off. He said NWA had no right being inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I mean, he's right. They're not rock and roll.
Okay. Yeah, rock and roll is not about the
I want
sound.
Hip-hop.
It's about making.
I want a hip hop.
It's about the state. Rock and roll is about making a statement, sending a message, power. That's what NWA was.
I thought rock and roll was a genre of music in Cleveland, Ohio. Like
Cleveland. Speaking of Cleveland.
Oh yeah.
Fucking A. Congratulations, all you Cavaliers and more or so LeBron James fans.
Yeah. I don't know a lot of Cavalier fans, but I know a lot of LeBron James fans.
I know a lot of people from Ohio, so I'm just gonna assume they're Cavalier fans.
Yeah,
there's nothing else out there.
So
basketball.
Since Cleveland ended the city of Cleveland ended their 52
yeah, right?
year drought.
Ridiculous.
They between the Browns
Cleveland Indians.
Indians and Cavaliers.
But the Indians got to the
They got to the World Series in 95 and lost to my Braves, which I was at that
no,
game.
No, they also got in 2001
yeah.
or something.
Yeah,
they, lost
they got
to
their
Marlins.
They got there a couple times at least, but yeah, they never got one. That sucks.
Yeah. So, which city is the new factory of sadness?
Did you say city or shitty?
City.
I was going to say shitty city.
Shitty city, yes. Which new shitty city is
now Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Like Minneapolis? The Twins, I don't think they've been to World
Twins,
Series. The
Vikings,
Timberwolves haven't.
Timberwolves.
Vikings lost four Super Bowls. Like, they haven't
yeah.
won anything.
Yeah,
like, I feel like it's Minneapolis.
What about Atlanta? I hate to say it, but
Falcons
has
only been to one Super Bowl and lost. The Braves used to win.
The Braves, that was the last
used
world
to win.
That was the last world championship
Hawks
back in 95.
Used to win. Yeah, these are both used to wins, but maybe Atlanta is a good call.
Atlanta.
What about Houston?
Houston,
Texans never.
Oh, the Rockets did get it in 95.
95.
Yeah, they got a couple in 95.
They swept the Magic,
the Astros.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, it's good for Cleveland. You know, it's honestly, I've been a little bit. I wouldn't call myself a LeBron hater. I just don't look all that highly on the guy. But I'll give him some respect. I mean, he came back to get the title, and he fucking pulled it off. You know,
and
he
now
did it
he,
for
now
him.
He can leave, and they won't burn his jersey.
Well, that's so fucking stupid anyway.
Like, burning jerseys?
Like he gives a
beautiful.
Fuck about that. Are you
it's
kidding
hilarious.
Me? It's so dumb. Like who gives a shit about
these people
oh,
burnt
this,
his jersey?
This $60 jersey that I bought of
they
yours,
care.
LeBron.
They care so yeah. much they set his jersey on fire.
Like, LeBron gives a fuck. Are you kidding me? He doesn't.
He did. Give... He goes, that's why he came back. He's like, I got to come back. These people burnt. They hate me.
No,
my home city.
You know what he said? "What should I do?"
No.
Remember that? Oh,
God. Yeah, no, he just he got his title. He got his title with the big three, and he wanted to come back and do it himself. Which you say do it himself. He had Kyrie Irving, okay? He fucking killed it.
I feel like Irving was the selling point of him.
I feel like Irving
should
have got
the finals. He knew there was young talent
that
he could work with.
I feel like Irving should have got the finals MVP, but we all knew that.
No.
I mean, he had a great finals.
He scored 41 once. LeBron did it like
twice or three times. But the last game he had like 36 or something, though, too. He had a great series, but.
It's still not more than.
But LeBron, obviously, he led in all the statistics.
He had a triple double in like.
He led in all the statistics.
He went crazy.
Okay.
He led in the top four statistics for both teams.
I just feel like no Kyrie Irving, no championship for Cleveland.
Definitely not. There's not enough. There's not enough going on there. I mean, the Golden State Warriors are fucking good. They kind of shit the bed on
this. No, they fucking...
They choked harder than Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah, they did.
And, oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That was good, Marcus.
Okay, what's going to hurt more?
Latrell Sprewell?
What's going to hurt more? Let's go back to... Let's go back to the beginning of 2008. I think it was Super Bowl 42, Giants and Patriots. The Patriots going into that Super Bowl undefeated, and they are one game away from having the greatest NFL season of all time.
So what are you going to say about the Warriors?
David Tyree with that catch on his helmet.
Right, what's your point? You're going to say something about
the Warriors? What hurts more, David Tyree's catch or... The Warriors blowing a 3-1 lead.
The LeBron block
in the NBA Finals.
Look, you can still blow a 3-1 lead, and if all you do is win Game 7, that LeBron block was like, nope, the game's done now.
Yeah.
At that point, I was like, shit, it's over. That LeBron block was literally the Tyree catch. All right, that was the same play.
David Tyree catch or LeBron block?
That LeBron block was like soul crushing. Like the whole, I heard Oakland yell.
Yeah.
Tyree thing was a fluke. Like I was like, I don't know how he did it, but it was fluky.
But that's what makes it worse though, is because it was a fucking fluke.
Does it?
They were right there. Yes, and they were that close to a perfect season. You know, it was a 7-game series, so there was a lot of times you could look back and say, oh, we kind of fucked up there. We could have done this better. We really let that part slip. When it's that one game, they were close to it. They could fucking taste it, Marcus, okay? They could taste it on the tip of their tongue, and then this motherfucker makes a catch on his goddamn helmet.
And all it does is get him a first down.
It doesn't matter though. It kept it going. It kept it alive.
First down. That block literally was like, they can't score anymore to win this game.
But they could have though. They could have. Like, he could have hooked it up from half
court. So many times Cleveland literally has been in a situation where the Biner fumbles at the goal line. John Elway has the drive. They lose to the Marlins, who go to their first world championship, and they blow it to this expansion team. And that was how the Cleveland Indians lose their closest chance of winning a championship. Like, I feel like Cleveland had so many moments where that LeBron, that's like, it's going to be called the block. Like, that's my assumption. It's like, it's literally like a moment where like, this dude literally won your game by running and catching back up to this dude and stopping it on the ball. And then he didn't even get the rebound. Someone else got the rebound. But I was like,
it didn't matter though.
Yeah, it was amazing. Matter.
Somebody else got it.
Like, they were down by 5. That point would have been like, we're down by 3. And it's the Warriors. Like, shoot one more 3 and you're back in it.
He's honestly, like, you watch the replay when he's doing it, and they do it in slow-mo, and he's like a predator that's, like, stalking his prey.
He did a stutter step before. He's like, I can do this.
And he's just waiting for the time to pounce, and then he speeds up, and he catches you right as you're going to the rim.
It was amazing.
He catches you right as you're going to the rim, and he times it perfect.
Curry didn't see it. Curry was like, there we go, free point.
And the fucking ball was above the rim when he got to it, too, but it was still going up, and it hadn't hit the backboard yet.
And he's just like, pow, and I was like, oh, man, that's... And here's why I think it was a bigger thing. All of the Patriots would have been, if they'd have won, they'd have just tied with the 72 Dolphins.
No, they didn't.
No. They would have 72
Dolphins
wins.
Were 60. No, they would have been two undefeated football teams. I don't care how many games it was. It's two undefeated. The Warriors would have been, we had the best record in NBA history, and we won the championship back to back. They would have literally been like, this is probably the best team ever. We'd have been hearing that all day on ESPN, and none of us would have been like, I'm not watching this for a week.
Yeah,
the Patriots would have just been like, "Oh, like look, the 72 Dolphins are going to go meet with."
Did they win the Super Bowl? The Dolphins.
72 Dolphins the only undefeated Super Bowl.
They did.
But
how many? They only played like 12 games.
There was 16 with the playoffs.
16 with the playoffs.
Yeah, it was 12 in a season and four with or no. Was it 13?
So you'd have to be 19-0.
Yeah, it would have been 19-0.
And that's why everyone was like, oh, it's a bigger feat because they had more games to play. And I'm like,
I just feel like they were right there, though. Like, they were literally right fucking there. I mean, that game 7, That could have gone either way. There was a 2.5 minute stretch in the fourth quarter where nobody could make a fucking shot either side of the court.
God,
it was so
pissed off.
It was ridiculous.
It was 4 minutes
open.
And 30 seconds.
It was
at
wide
89.
Open.
It stayed at 4 minutes and 30 seconds at 89 points. And I was like, are you two doing?
It was like, hey, who wants it, guys? Who wants it?
Yeah,
hey,
who wants
it? Just somebody raise their hand. You know, like, anybody. Anybody,
I've never
first
seen the
person.
Warriors miss that many shots. It was crazy. It was ridiculous. I was like, what's happening? And they're the home team.
Yeah. And Steph Curry, you know, he's great, but
he went fucking cold.
His consistency.
That's because his ugly ass shoe. He saw it coming.
His consistency is definitely a fucking issue. His consistency is an issue.
He was hogging, yeah.
And he chucked up a couple shots at the end. One of them didn't even hit the rim.
Yeah.
Didn't even hit the rim. It's like, whoa, bro. Give us a chance to get a rebound at least.
And now people are thinking that last year's championship is a fucking fluke because now, well, they didn't have Kyrie. Mm-hmm. Last year in that series.
Yeah, that's very true.
Now
yeah.
People are thinking that their championship last year was a fluke.
Could have been. Definitely could have been. But you can't completely knock them for that season, though, because that's fucking amazing. Okay. You're going to win 7 out of 8.5 games you play. I mean, that's
yeah, they were. I still feel like they were really good. They were still spry. They wanted it. This year, they were kind of like, let's just go get our championship. And don't forget, they also had this tough game against Oklahoma. Like, I feel like that series kind of wore them down where it's like they came and met LeBron and they were like, all right, we just got out of another 7-game series. We had to come back.
Did it wear them down?
It didn't help.
Or did it just make them feel like they couldn't lose?
Maybe, but I feel like it didn't help them.
I mean,
do
you think that's something maybe that happened to the Patriots?
They were in an uphill battle
in
the Oklahoma City series, so. Yeah. And then now they got to go.
Cleveland just breezed through the Eastern Conference where I'm like, they were just sitting there like, let's just wait for it and see who we play. And they were just, I feel like it was just a lot of things that came into play that helped. Mm-hmm. But it would have been nice to have had Warriors win just because everyone would have been like, oh, like the best team ever. And because I still think that like, they shoot like fucking amazing. But that series, it was just like, it was clearly obvious. LeBron was like, I got to win one or these people are going to.
Yeah. Well, and next year, who knows? You know,
he's coming back.
Yeah,
well,
I think he's gonna come back too.
Obviously, he's coming back. He's still gonna be good, but he's gonna be the same LeBron. Yeah, he's in his 30s now.
Early 30s.
Yes, I know, but
in sports, that's like
that shit takes its toll, though, man.
In basketball, though, come on.
Yeah, your knees.
No, he'll be good for a couple more years.
He takes care of himself,
but will he be a championship player though? And he's got just a huge body, dude. That shit
he's
just
like
wears
two,
you down.
Two something. Like
yeah,
2
and he's 6'8". I mean, that's hard, dude. You can't maintain that forever.
Yeah.
So this was the year, and I think he knew it.
Yeah.
I think he knew it, but I don't know. The thing is, too, it's like even if the Warriors would have won,
yeah.
I still would have given the Cavs a lot of credit. Even if they won game 7, I still would have given them a lot of credit. I still would have looked
Thunder.
At LeBron like,
really
that's still really impressive.
I really wanted to beat the Thunder, though, because I feel
Do you think they would have beat him?
Well, no. Well, the only reason I wanted Thunder, because I said I feel like it would have been one a better series, because the first couple games in the Cavs-Warriors series, it was blowouts. It was boring. I was like, these
are
terrible.
That's true. They were,
I feel like the Thunder would have been like a more entertaining game watching them try to, like, neither team.
But they got blown out by the Warriors a couple times,
Oh, they fucking blew it. And also, a lot of people here in Seattle are really like, no, Thunder can't go. They better not go. I'll be so pissed off. And I was kind of like, that'd be kind of funny.
You're an asshole.
Whatever. It would have been funny.
Okay, so.
I want my Supersonics back, damn it.
Oh, who's getting. Oh, Las Vegas is getting a hockey team.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
Seattle. 31 teams in the NHL.
Yeah, because our city council doesn't want to build a new fucking arena.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's still dope.
Las Vegas is a good market, though. They need a sports team. They need a pro team.
Hockey, I told people, hockey's
doesn't
perfect.
Matter, whatever it'll be.
Hockey's
in Vegas?
Hockey's perfect for Vegas.
I still hate Phoenix has a hockey team.
Vegas is a drinking town. Hockey's a drinking sport.
Yeah, it is, and you get to see people fight sometimes.
Yes.
That's definitely a good sport for Las
Vegas. You guys are both like, yeah, it's Vegas.
And it's cool in the building. So you can go in there and be like, ah, I need to
get
a refresh.
Exactly.
It's 118 outside. I'm going to get in cool here.
150 with those
lights. You have a t-shirt on, and you're feeling perfect with a t-shirt on, you know?
Right.
I think it's a good market for it, but yeah, I don't know. So let me ask you guys this. What's the biggest letdown out of the three major sports? Is it
what
like yours? What's the biggest letdown? Was it the Patriots and they blow in the perfect season? Uh-huh. Was it Golden State and this year? Uh-huh. Or was it the Mariners and the 116-win season?
Oh. 2001 or something?
What was the biggest disappointment? What was the biggest
letdown? The Mariners didn't even get to the next round.
They did. Yeah, they did. They won the first series.
Did they win the first series?
They won the first series.
Well, whatever. They didn't even get to the championship.
That is the championship. They didn't.
I mean, the World Series.
They didn't get to the World Series.
Yeah, I'm saying they didn't even get to the actual. Like, they didn't even get.
Yeah, I know that was.
That's probably more of a disappointment. And you're like, oh, look at all these wins. Like, oh, look, he lost before you even got to at least get to the World Series and lose.
Yeah, even if you get like swept, that's true.
Yeah, I feel like that's bigger.
Ooh, yeah.
Probably the Mariners because they didn't even go. They didn't even go to the World Series. Right. Patriots made it to the Super Bowl. Warriors made it to the NBA Finals. Yeah. Mariners and
Everyone's talking about it, and then was it Ichiro?
Should I say it too?
I mean, just pick whoever you want. Just so we all say it.
No, actually, I agree. You know, at least those other two teams were on the
Mariners didn't want the D. I feel like the Mariners did not want the D-backs that year because Randy Johnson would have came out with vengeance for y'all fucking trading him back in '98.
But that would have been a way more enjoyable series to watch with Norman. Like, this is his former team. Yeah, you're right. I feel like the D-backs probably would have beat the crap out of him. But it
Randy Johnson would have came for fucking blood
the big
against
unit
y'all
versus his old team. Like, I feel like it would have been a good game to watch. Like, at least the storyline.
They would have hyped the shit out of it.
He would have came for fucking blood.
It would have been annoying, almost to the point where the
came for blood with a mullet. He'd be like one of those guys in the action movies. I can't remember which one.
He'd have killed another bird with a ball. But yeah,
still won the dude. I love the way I love his fucking fastballs. Just whew.
All right. Well, since we're not talking, I don't want to talk about sports. Did you guys the sit-in? What's your guys' thoughts on that?
I love it.
The sit-in with the
tell me about that a little bit.
The gun laws, like it's not Congress, the senators. They're all like sitting in because they want the gun law reform to pass, and like all the Republicans said no, so the Democrats are like, well, we're just gonna sit. Like, you can sit in and just not leave the building. So every time they come in, you're just already there. So like they're sitting in trying to get it to pass. And there are some people like on one end where they're like, oh, these babies wanted to pass, and then there's like other people on the other end like, good for them, they're finally doing something. But then some people were still mad about Hillary, so they're like,
and then Hillary always fucks up the mood
because it's the Democratic Party. So everyone's like, oh, look, they're sort of doing good stuff. Too bad they still gypped us on our nomination. But I think it's cool that they're sitting in, like they're showing a little bit of passion, because that's still my only issue with our governments is like, as much as we all bitch about stuff politics wise. Other nations, we've literally, like, you could YouTube videos of, like, Korea's parliament and British parliament, like, getting in fights. Like, they get in fist fights. Like, fuck, that law's not going to pass. And people are punching each other, and there's, like, an argument happening. And we have, like, all this boring, peaceful stuff. This is probably the most excitement we're going to have in politics.
What is wrong with peaceful? What is wrong with going down the peaceful
route? I want my politicians to be passionate about the laws they're passing.
They are being passionate. That's true. They don't have to fucking fist fight.
Yes, you do.
Everyone,
I want you to
every
get,
once
I want
in
you
a
to
while.
Get so into it, you want to punch each other.
I do
face.
Not want to.
There should be one fisticuffs incident at least.
Someone's
a
like,
year
I'm
going to
pass a new slavery law. And then, like, the dude from, like, Maine's like, no. And he punches the dude in the
He's
face.
Like, oh, hell no, motherfucker. Charges
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he charges him. Like, you're not going to pass that
God.
Law. I'd
Who
like,
do you think you are?
I would watch way more C-SPAN.
Let's hear Clarence.
I would watch way more C-SPAN. That's just. But see, my thing is, like, okay, I'll agree with you on this point. It will become more like Idiocracy if we do have our politicians fighting. Like, it just turns into, like, a battle royale. But still, it'd be way more entertaining to be like, oh, man, they really don't like this law. Like, what is this law? I'm going to go look it up. Like the gun reform law, everyone's like, they're going to ban guns. It's like, no, it's a reform law. We just want to reform it. Like, we just want to adjust stuff that's on it. A lot of people who are, like, don't take my gun, they're like, look at all the guns upon the list. They're basically banning all the guns. Like, no, they're banning, like, these specific ones because... And then, because it's a weird topic because I'm on both sides of the fence. I'm like, I get why, like, okay, so there was another law that just passed a couple days ago where now they said it's okay for if you get illegally searched by the police, they can use that evidence now. So let's say, like, you're driving somewhere, you get racially profiled, he goes in your car and he finds that you have weed because Aaron left a bag of weed in your car.
And, before.
This isn't, let's say, like, not Washington, let's say a state where it's still, like, a thing, like Texas.
Idaho.
Oh.
We both picked good ones. And He could have illegally pulled you over just because of your skin color, found this in your thing, and then been like, he can use it against you now because they passed it. This is where people go like, this is the government getting out of hand. I want my gun. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm on their side. And then on the other end, I'm like, yeah, but there's too many idiots getting guns.
Hold on. Time out. You really think those hardcore blue-collar Republicans are going to use their guns against cops who they are so passionate and so...
They're not on the cop side.
Yeah, they are.
They're not on the cop side. The reason they want their guns, like, I don't want the government to take my shit.
Yeah, they're afraid of a tyrannical government.
Yeah, they are scared of the government. They don't like the cops. The only time they ever take the side of the cops is because of who he shot.
When did Obama ever say, we're going to take your guns away?
He never said it. Now, here's the problem. Hillary has said it.
He would never said it.
He's never said it. Yeah. He says, I just want to reform it. He was like, I don't know if you've seen the video where he's like explaining to people, like, because a guy asked him that question. And he was like, I've never said that. He's like, but here's my example. He started using the car debate because a lot of people were like, ban cars. They're just as dangerous as guns. And he was like, do you know how many things had to be changed for our cars to be the way they are now? Like, he was like, roads used to be banked. Used to like just slide off the fucking because you were trying to go on a NASCAR embankment because your car couldn't handle it. Cars now can like, we can literally drive our cars over 90 miles an hour safer than anyone could drive a car 45 miles an hour in the 60s. And he was like, now cars have giant pillars. We have seat belts. We have airbags. These are all reforms for car safety. Mm-hmm. He's like, I want the same safety put on a gun. And everyone's like, no, don't do anything to guns. Guns are fine the way they are. And I was like, that's my issue. Like, guns have gotten better at killing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my issue with the gun stuff. It's like they haven't.
And they've got.
I don't think.
And they've got shittier at passing laws for it.
I said this last week. I don't think the people that wrote the Constitution 200, 300 years ago would ever think that guns would be used to shoot up elementary schools.
No, I don't think that's what their intent was. I don't want the government to get so powerful where they're corrupted and they take over the people. That was the original like thought of the Second Amendment. Like, don't let the people.
Well, and the thing was back then, you had the same guns as a civilian,
right?
Basically, as the government did.
Well,
you know, they just had people that were in better uniforms and were better supplied and all that stuff.
They were
trained.
Yeah, they knew how to use it. Maybe better.
But the firearms were essentially the same.
But my
thing is, they didn't have forethought to see how crazy guns have got now, and the fact that there's fucking drones flying around that don't even need to be manned and can drop bombs on anybody, anywhere, anytime, all over the fucking world.
Yeah, I don't know. My thing is like. The another thing with the gun thing is like, I don't think that they expected guns to be as proficient as they are. So they didn't expect that either. But it's like having the guns, like I feel like it was like the 70s is when like a lot of people say that's when the gun, like I need a gun for self-defense. And that's when you started seeing the news start going like, you go in this neighborhood, they're gonna rob you. You're gonna get shot up. And I said like the worst violence we had was like 91.
Mm-hmm.
And since then,
the 80s were bad.
Yeah, like the whole mid-80s. Like drug era and stuff, like excess and stuff. And that's when people were like, I need a gun for self-defense. But before
guns were for
hunting, you know, so it's like people had guns because it's like, I got to go get food. But like, you know, grocery stores now, like it's kind of useless. And then like, I feel like the guns, the NRA was like, people aren't buying guns to shoot animals to get food. How do we make them buy guns? Oh, I know. Scare them. And it worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. Like, every time there's an incident like this, and there's a big shooting,
guns go up. Gun sales
spike.
Yeah.
They fucking spike. Because everybody
wants to get
more guns before they tighten laws and restrictions. Yeah. And
a news article comes up where they're like, we're talking about guns.
It's a fucking conspiracy. That's what
it is. Well, there's just a situation.
Why I think W was behind 9/11.
Wow.
Sorry about that, you guys. We had a little technical difficulty there. Our apologies. But let's get back to what we were talking about.
I didn't even mention it. They probably wouldn't even notice.
No, they wouldn't. Spice it together like these people are smart, okay? These people are smart. They're into it. They know what's going on. But back to you, Marcus. Listen, man. I've seen the video many times, okay? I've watched it about 200 times. I'm a freak. I'm a weirdo. I don't know why, but that building just went down in a way that is not congruent to a fire on the third floor.
Go on.
A fire of just some pieces of paper and no jet fuel, no nothing like that. I mean, are you saying that there's nothing suspicious about what happened in that building?
Do you think earthquakes happen when a building collapses?
There's probably some ground movement for sure.
But look,
do you think New York builds their buildings for earthquakes?
Look at the outcome. Look how 9/11 impacted America under a very conservative...
The worst thing that happened about 9/11 is now going to an airport sucks dick. There is more reform for airport security after 9/11.
It definitely does.
And it doesn't matter how many shootings happen.
Well, no, it turned America... It turned America's population, the majority of it, into a bunch of hate mongers.
Yep. Oh.
Hate and fear mongers.
Boo.
Well, all the networks are... That's what they're pushing, man.
Boo.
That's what they're pushing.
I'm booing both those. I'm booing that.
What do you mean?
We were already doing stuff in the Middle East before that happened. All that did was like, let's just send more people. We were already over there.
Yeah. Well, I know. We're all about...
We literally got... We went over there and Desert Storm was literally us going over there. We stopped at Baghdad and we pulled out and we kept soldiers over there and we were just like, all right, let's just sit over here. And we had a couple of small things because at that point we had special ops. And we were just like, who do you need to kill? All right, just send them in those four guys, SEALs team, whatever the fuck, and murder some people in the face. And then this event happened. I think people don't like us over in the Middle East. Like, all right, everyone's like hate mongers. And I was like, you know what? I've never met a vegan feminist who's telling me about their backpacking trip to the Middle East. Like, as much as everyone wants to be like, I love it so much, like, you would never, like, you act like we're making up stuff, but you won't go over there.
Well, yeah, because our country has made us look like a bunch of fucking assholes.
You're like, not all of them. And I was like, you know what? Not all Muslims are bad. That's what Kurds are.
Most Muslims are bad.
Why are we helping Israel?
Why aren't we helping the Kurds?
Why? Oh,
because we literally put a bunch of Jews in the middle of a Muslim country and we're like, here goes your land.
Yeah.
We sit here and now everyone's like,
why are we helping Israel?
It's because one of the top 10 lobbying groups in Washington, D.C. is the pro-Israel lobby. Like, that's not
Wait
even
a second.
Joke.
Are we blaming the Jews?
No. They're like number 7. I'm not blaming them for anything. I'm just saying we're supporting. No, I'm not blaming. But you can't deny that there's a lobby for the Jewish state.
There are only big ally in the Middle East. Where we're like, hey, like, what's going over there? Is anything bad happening?
There's Saudi Arabia. I mean, we're supposed to be an ally. As soon as
we run out of oil, as soon as we get hydrogen stuff, as soon as Tesla takes over, we'll be like, hey, Saudi Arabia, fuck you.
That's true. We're gonna tell them to go fuck themselves.
This is what bugs me about the Middle East. This is where I'll join your guys' side. This is where I'll go back on your side. We all say Trump is a racist because he wants a wall. Which is him being stupid. What Trump should have said was, I will pull all of our troops out of the Middle East and go help our neighbors down south.
Yeah, it's true. You're going to get a lot more manpower.
If he would have said, hey, if I pull our troops out of the Middle East and just go through Mexico and try to wipe out the cartels and let's reform our neighbors, not the people across the ocean, there'd be less people going, he's racist, and he'd be like, look at that, that's a good idea. Like, would you want to go and...
But that's not who he's playing to, though. That's not his target demographic. That's not who he's going for. He's playing to the lowest denominator. You know, he's playing to those people who are afraid of ISIS, who are afraid of immigration, and so he can't do that. I mean, as good of an idea as that is, Marcus, I think that's a really good idea.
Right.
Just because I'm anti-war, I think all these wars are ridiculous.
I'm not saying anti-war. I'm saying go south.
You're saying kill the right people
and wipe out the El Chapos of the world. Go south and go wipe out like Nicaragua. Yeah. Go get the oil down in Central America.
Search and destroy like Pablo.
Well, I'm saying it would be way easier for us to send our troops down to it'd be way easier than flying them over this other place where these people's religion hates us. There's a bunch of Catholic Mexicans, Catholic Hondurans, Catholic El Salvadorians, Christians, where we could even be like, I don't understand the religion. They hate us. We're like, no, we get the religion too. We just know that there's a bunch of bad people down there who are murdering people. Like, literally, isn't there like a riot in Mexico?
Yeah.
Like the Coahuila? Like, was it? Oh, I can't say it. OX, whatever. Fuck.
Yeah.
I feel like taking down the cartel is so much harder than it fucking
than fighting a religious.
But you have to get in fucking deep.
No, like, we could literally wage a war and be like, we're gonna overthrow everyone in Mexico because clearly you're all corrupt. We're gonna wipe out all these people. Like, we literally could just be like, we're just gonna march to Panama.
Yeah, but then there's
because Panama's on our side.
That's just more nation building by us, though.
Yeah, I don't care.
And maybe this is
I don't care.
Our
that's
problem.
Literally
this
our
has
neighbors.
Been our issue for the last
like literally
20 years.
This is my scenario. It's like your neighbor's house is on fire and we're going across the street to go like help our other neighbor build a fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, your neighbor's house is on fire. Like, Mexico, like, a lot of us go, like, I would go, like, I want to go to Mexico. Yeah, but don't go out of the neighborhood. Like, don't go out of this area. Yeah. You can get kidnapped. Like, literally, anyone seen Man on Fire? Like, this is literally a movie about us living next to a country that's that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason...
It's crazy. They're right next door. We're, like, the greatest country in the world. And they're a third world country that's, like, in the middle of, like, there.
And we're sending businesses down there, and everyone's, like, bitching. And I was like, wouldn't it make more sense to just be like, let's just go, like, wipe out the cartel people who are murdering people, the coyotes and shit. If we're so worried about them coming up here because we're like, they're different than us, they speak Spanish, like, let's go, like, this is go, like, why are they leaving there? Because your country sucks. Oh, they're right there. Let's go fix their country so they don't even have to come up here if that's your biggest issue.
Yeah.
It would make way more sense for him to say to have said that than say, let's build a wall. I also think that it was stupid that he was, like, specifically Mexico, because there's a lot of fucking Canadians where I'm like, fucking build a wall north and south, and I feel like you'd have had less people getting mad about it, because I'm like, oh, he doesn't like the Canadians and the Mexicans. But the issue was that he was specifically Mexican. And like I said, it's a good idea. He's not going to listen to this unless we, like, get a good campaign going. Like, yeah. Trump,
well, he's not going for the best ideas. That's not how he's trying to win this.
The lowest common denominator.
Yeah, that's not how he's trying to win this campaign, man. He's not going for the best ideas. His ideas are completely preposterous, but the fact that they try to sell these wars in the Middle East like they're making us safe, you know, like, oh, we're protecting you Americans. You got to be safe. So it's a preemptive strike.
It's all bullshit.
I feel less safe
because
of these wars that are going on in the Middle East. I feel like they're making all of us a target. Yeah. Like, you're American?
Yeah.
Well, you're not in Congress, but fuck you.
If I go
right?
international, they're like, oh, you're American? No, I'm Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm an anti-war Canadian.
I just throw out my best British accent. I'm like, no, I'm from the Isles.
We're less safe because of this fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it didn't.
And
it
we're
didn't,
spending so much money. We're spending so much money. We're spending the money
which is
that
also
we can
why I'm
rebuild our entire infrastructure with.
Yeah, it's impossible to make college free.
When you're spending $2.7 trillion on a war, there's not a lot of money left over for books. Sorry, we got bombs to buy.
Well,
Sorry, it was a little bit more expensive.
I don't know if college should be free. I get why they're making people. My issue with college is if college fails people, like let's say you have to drop out, I still have to pay the bill back, but college failed. They should be like, oh, well, like you don't have to pay it back. The college has, because they blew their job. Their job is to teach you. They didn't do a good job of teaching. Why am I forced to pay that they weren't good at, like, keeping me either interested or, like that's the school's fault. I didn't fail. The school failed. Why am I the one that's getting penalized because the school fucked up? And then not only that, it's government money. So the government paid the school to teach me. The school failed, and now I have to pay the government back. And I'm like, no, the government should go for the school. It doesn't make any sense. But I say, like, we have lots of things here that doesn't make sense. But financially, I still don't get why no one wanted, like, how the Democrats didn't want Bernie. Because, like, you didn't want a Jew to run this financially fucked up. As soon as I see an Asian American running for a president, I'm voting for him immediately. I'm like, I need someone who's good at finances.
Somebody who is very fiscally responsible.
Yeah, fiscally responsible is what I want.
You racist motherfucker.
No, I wanted Bernard Sanderstein in office. I was like, he would be the best financial person. I don't want Hillary because I feel like, you know.
She's a crook.
Yeah, oh my God, you fucking sexist.
Yeah, that was sexist shit.
No, she's a fucking crook, dude. That's the more important thing.
She's a crooked.
Bernie, the thing I liked about Bernie is he had all his tax hikes. You know, he had some tax hikes here and there. But he showed you where that money was going to go. He had it all planned out. He said, this is going to fund this.
Yes.
This is going to fund this. And it was mapped out. And maybe those numbers might not have been perfect, especially when you try to implement them in real life.
Right.
But at least he had a plan to work off of. He had a plan to work off of and something to go with.
He went too far one way and it scared too many people. That's what he did.
Yeah.
You want to know what it is? You go.
A lot of people think he went far left. Like he was... super liberal, way too liberal for
he
the
was.
DNC.
He definitely was
for the DNC.
Yeah,
but look at how far right Trump is, though. You know, I mean, that's the dynamics of this election.
Yeah, but the GOP hates him.
Yeah, the GOP doesn't like him, but there's no stopgaps in the GOP to stop a Trump. You know, like he just
But the thing is, if you go so far left as Bernie and you go as far right as Trump, eventually you kind of get close again. And it's like a circle, and it comes back around, you know? So Bernie's not that far from Trump. They just have a couple different specific things. But
I mean, politic-wise, Britain's trying to leave the UN.
The UK.
They're trying to leave the European Union.
If they do that, that's going to hurt them financially big time.
It is, but I feel like this vote comes up every year with another country in Europe who's just like, because like Britain doesn't even use the euro. Like they don't.
They're still in the
they
pound.
They use a pound. They didn't even care that much.
It's like a trade deal. It's like a trade deal, basically. But again, a lot of people are saying that the trade deals that we have going on now are bullshit, too. And they're fucking us, they're which one-sided. They are. You're not putting... Well, the thing is we have a higher standard of living here. So without putting any kind of tariffs or taxes on foreign-made goods that are coming here, we're fucked competitively. Right. We can't compete with that. I mean, there's just no way. They have way cheaper labor, and labor costs is the main thing. Mm-hmm. And now what's going on now... that the robots are about to take over is automation is going to be everything, and jobs, no one's going to have any fucking jobs.
Automation and making stuff, I still feel like I would, it'd be cool if we would make a robot that would be able to build a building, but in the meantime, like, it's still manpower, not woman power.
Yeah, still sexist? But not, dude, and that's what I was going to say. Thank you for saying that, bring it back. What? That's what was against Bernie. I mean, and with Hillary, it's like, you got people that are just on team woman, and unfortunately, are some... those are big numbers, man. Those are big fucking numbers.
They are a larger population.
They are, and a lot of them are, you know, going to say, yeah, you know, fuck it. I'm going to just vote for the chick, you know? I don't necessarily blame them. I don't say they're wrong for that, but that's a huge portion of it, though, man. That's a huge portion of it. And some of them, I don't even think they're that convinced. They're just like, well, she looks like me, I guess.
She's better than Trump. That's a lot of people's conclusion.
But they're both fucking criminals, man. They're both criminals. 320 million people, and we get to choose between two criminals. What the fuck?
Some people won't choose at all.
Trump, from a recent poll, Trump is more or less favorable than Clinton is.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, he'd be a great president. He's a great negotiator. I mean, you know, he would tell Giant, hey, the wall, it just got 10 feet taller.
My problem is that he's terrifying in a way where he is kind of he doesn't have a good restraint. Like the whole shooting happened, and his first thing was like pop off. He just popped off at the mouth. He's like, oh fuck, and that's how can he like dropped a lot in the polls and a lot of his stuff.
If they had guns,
and then like the Mexican judge that he was like, oh, he doesn't like me because I was like, dude, you all right? Like who. Like, if that's how you're going to be,
I'm building
like,
a wall.
But my problem was that he was doing that before he got voted in, and now that people are seeing, like, And I'm like, you didn't see what he was doing before he got to this point? Apparently not. I don't know.
It just doesn't matter with him. It doesn't matter. He can just say whatever.
It's not him, though. It's his voters. Like, a lot of them, like, were kind of like, this is cool. And I said, like, I don't know if it's going so long where they're kind of just, like, they're getting bored, and they're now noticing stuff where that's going to become an issue. But I said, like, he's doing a lot of stuff that a lot of people were saying before. They're like, this dude is, like, he's literally an entertainer, and something bad happens. Like, if we have any sort of terrorism incident and Trump is our president, we will go to war. Like, I feel like he picked a good cabinet. I don't know if he still doesn't have a vice president.
I know. I can't believe neither of them announced that yet.
Yeah, neither of them has announced. Yeah, it's
kind of weird. Imagine looking back on history, though, and saying that we... Actually, you know what? Now that I say that, I was thinking about it, but I guess Ronald Reagan was on.
He was an actor.
He was on TV, too. Yeah, he was
in movies.
A movie personality, yeah. So I guess Trump wouldn't be the first. But
no, he wouldn't be.
The fucking but a lot Ripper, of people though. Also, that guy
look,
was terrible,
and,
though, too.
And look how Reagan turned out.
Right, yeah, I was going to say, everyone's like,
Nancy, just say no.
The war on drugs. Then people like me and you end up in jail.
Yeah.
And Coke is running rampant.
Yeah, how'd that Coke get there, though? That's and my
fucking,
question.
Fucking, yeah, exactly. I ran Contra.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
How'd Coke get here, though?
And the fucking, the CIA was selling it to Rick Ross.
I don't know, man. Politics are weird. They're fucking odd. It's a weird...
Man, fuck Ronald Reagan and
I mean,
2016, Nancy.
It's a weird year where we're having all
the
this.
System needs to be updated, okay? This system is old, and it's stupid,
there
and
it needs to be changed.
Fucking retarded, and there's gerrymandering and all this bullshit, and it's outdated.
Well,
and we just need to all agree that finally it's time for something new.
Well, here's the thing. I don't get why politics shouldn't adopt it. They should adopt this from sports. They should have a salary cap. I feel like politics should have a salary cap.
Yeah, but when you're getting briefcases full of unmarked bills and backroom deals, salary cap doesn't mean anything.
This is going on. They have a briefcase and they're just like, look the other
pass
way
that
and
bill.
Just pass it.
Pass that bill.
Yeah.
They just pass
that
it.
Bill.
Yeah. They
Hey, Slim, here you go.
They meet in a park somewhere and they have one of their advisors.
But how quick is everyone to notice when a college does it. You know, like when a college gets some underhand, like, oh, why are your players, you know, and people start talking and all of a sudden it's a big incident. And I'm one of the people that's like, pay the players. But like politics doesn't have a salary cap. Like literally like Trump just he somehow loaned himself $50 million.
There's some financial engineering.
Trump's
for
campaign
you.
Is out of control. Yeah, I don't know if you've been keeping up with that, but it's kind of scary. He can't even control his own campaign, and we want this guy in the White House.
Yeah.
He can't control his campaign. People that are
100%
for him.
I just want a Trump sex tape.
That is gross.
His wife is pretty hot. His wife is hot, though. His wife is hot.
Yeah, she's definitely good looking.
You can just
yeah.
put like pixels over Trump's body and then like Photoshop in someone else's like wiener. And then you just have his wife just getting railed, and he'd be like, because like this is our society now, you know. Like there was literally a Twitter war between him and Hillary. Like we're all about social media. I feel like I would have a better way to pick who I'm voting for if Hillary and Trump released a sex tape. And I go, who fucks better?
You know what? You know what? You know what? You're right. Yeah. I am so down for that Trump sex tape yeah. as long as you edit it.
Oh, that's true. You are a trained professional.
So
that's
you got true. So you have to see the uncut version, that big, fat,
well, just
sweaty,
be advised, there'll be no
red,
jobs.
Red,
no
jobs. Orange,
yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah, but on the other end, I'd also be editing the Hillary and Bill tape. You'd want to watch that. Like, how was Chelsea conceived?
Here we Listen, go. We all know that they haven't fucked since then, Marcus. All right,
yeah,
that was
no
the last
shit.
Time the two of
she
them
probably
had
has
sex.
A, she probably has a what's Oprah's dude? What's his name?
You know Oprah, yeah. What's his name? Stedman.
Stedman. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Hillary has a. She has a Stedman somewhere.
Yeah, dude. I was talking my buddy today though. I was hanging out with him. He got a text from Trump. It said, "Hey, check out this video about Hillary and her lies. It's disgraceful. This and that." And then there was a link on it. And then, like 2.5 hours later, you got another text that was like, "Can you believe this shit? Did you?" Well, he didn't say this shit, obviously.
Right.
But can you believe this? I mean, this video is crazy. And it was another text from Trump. Like this is how they're
like a text
rounding
or a
up
tweet.
Points. It was a text. It was a text message from
like
some random number.
Text blurb.
It was like a text from one of those like 5-digit locations.
The auto
you know?
Text thingies.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those. It was just, and it was two, and they were like timed well. It was like 2.5 hours
it,
afterwards.
He's on that whole future technology stuff.
Well, he's still out of control.
He's manipulating the media. That's what he's
it's
doing.
It's still
That's
out smart. Of control, though.
It's still smart.
He fired his campaign manager.
He's a smart idiot. He's a smart idiot. I feel like he's not book smart. He's got street smart.
Fuck no, he's not book smart. Well, no. Of course he's street smart.
Like
he's from New York.
Smart. Yeah, I feel like he's very street smart, and he's got. I mean, he got him this far.
I just love how that he's like, yeah, I don't take money from anybody. Okay, these guys, they got their donuts, they got all these, they're doing backroom deals. I mean, it's shameful. It's like, okay, Trump, you're going to keep funding your campaign the whole way through here
no,
without taking any fucking money?
Office, maybe.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
He's
going to
get so much, but if he loses, he still gets publicity. Like, he's still.
Oh, he'll make it work.
If he loses,
he'll have a spin
off. No. You think anyone would want
yes.
to do business?
Clearly,
with?
He's getting voters. Those are all his people.
You never know, though, man.
People,
public opinion can swing fast. Blue
collar motherfuckers with no money.
Wait, no, they still buy his. They'll still buy stupid stuff. They still go to Walmart.
That's
he can still
true,
have
yeah.
like we can still have Trump stuff in Walmart.
Yeah, they'll buy,
yeah,
they'll buy
you're right.
They'll buy Trump brand lawn chairs. Yeah,
still
you know?
Made in China.
Yeah, exactly. We got to make this country great again.
Yeah. How do I get those people over there?
Hey, you know what? That could sell because, you know, blue-collar Southerners, they still, you know, even though that they lost the Civil War, they still fly the Confederate flag. So I'm pretty sure if Trump loses, they'll still be wearing Make America Great Again hats and T-shirts because, you know, hey, it doesn't matter if you win or lose in the South. Well, it doesn't matter if you lose in the South.
You think
just like with Southern Confederate pride, they'll still be Trump pride never dies.
You think they'll riot? You think the South will rise again?
If Trump wins,
loses? No. If he loses,
no. They're
I
not,
mean, well,
they're not that dumb anymore down there.
I don't know. They're very stubborn people.
How crazy is that?
Let's get these. Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up, man.
How crazy is that? That somebody who has rise to the prominence of going after the highest office in the land is going to have a slogan that says, make this country great again. Like, you have squeezed all of the juice out of this berry that is the United States that you can. You're about to take the highest seed in the entire land, and you're going to sit here and tell people that we need to make this country great again?
I still like us. That's all I'm saying. I still like America. I don't have to worry about roadside IEDs going off. Like, I'm still, like, I can still wake up. Like, we don't have that many problems. Like, all of our problems is because, like, we're kind of, like, we're fighting ourselves at this point. We're basically a white blood cell that's eating the body it's in.
We're worried about motherfuckers overseas. And
that can't touch us.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, here's my
thing. We're not going to touch on racism. We're not going to touch on shit that's in our country that is hurting us.
Well, I mean, no.
Why? Why not?
It's not without like there are places that are way more racist. Here's my thing. No. If me or you go to China, they will accept us, but they will also think that we're some like weird effigy here. Like, they'll be like, oh my God, dark man. Like, they're still really bad in Asia. Like, I've tried to make a joke out of the fact that Asians are probably way more racist than
No. This is my experience with racism. Someone calls me a nigger. And someone will just tell me, oh, he's set in his ways. He was born in the 1920s. But if a Muslim comes in and just jokingly says kaboom, everyone fucking lose their fucking minds. I'm just like,
wait, but do you know why?
Why?
Cause kaboom, motherfucker! They literally do that over there. And while I'll say like
and that means death,
it's lots of like news coverage. That's what they're like. They're like, oh, we're not all extremists. It's like, yeah, I know, but the few that are.
No one trips over racism, but everyone's gonna trip over a Muslim saying kaboom. And he does not mean it in a violent way. He just says kaboom.
He just loves the product. It's great for getting stains out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like this stupid. There's a YouTube video from this dude who's like an online prankster where he does like a stupid social experiment. There's a lot of those dumb ones. And he does one where he's like he has his one friend dressed up like a Christian and he throws a box and he goes, praise Jesus. And he throws the box down and he runs away. And people are like, what the fuck? And then there's the next time it's one of his friends who's Arabic. And he throws a thing and goes, Allah Akbar. And he throws a thing and everyone's like, oh, fuck. Like, my thing is, like, as much as everyone hates profiling, we all profile. Like, if you're walking down a street and you see a fucking Yorkshire Terrier walking down the street with no, like, owner, just walking down the street, you're like, oh, fuck, I'll keep walking. You see a pit bull, like, fuck, I'm walking across the street because that dog's going to fucking attack me.
Yeah.
Like, as much as everyone's like, I don't profile, like, you all profile. Yeah. Like,
you're walking down the street.
We've gotten so non-judgy, it's now...
It's too non-judgy.
Time out. If someone threw a box and said, praise Jesus, I'm fucking running.
Now you're going to think it's fucking chocolate in there.
No. No. Okay, three words. Westboro Baptist Church.
That was a shooting. That wasn't a bomb.
No. No.
That's my comparison. It's like, Muslims are no...
Muslims are explosives.
Puerto Ricans are stabbers. No, Muslims are explosives.
Anyone throws a fucking bomb at me. If someone that I don't know, doesn't matter, you're black, white, Muslim, Chinese, Asian, whatever, if you throw a fucking bomb at me, it don't matter what you say, I'm fucking running.
It's not a bomb, it's just a box. My it's thing is
box,
like...
Yeah. It's a box! Box!
No, here's the thing. It's because people nitpick what they do and do not want. It's the same as when people get mad about religion. They're like, you pick what you do and don't want to follow. Yeah. That's what people do. You pick what you do and don't want to follow. So some people are picking, like, Muslims are probably all terrorists because, like, that's what we see on the news. And then a lot of them are sitting there like, no, our religion's not dangerous. It's like, well, can you please stop them from doing this? And this is why I still get mad when I was like, the peaceful Muslims are Kurds. They were fighting everyone in the Middle East before. They were like, these other Muslims are fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And we were like, let's go help the Kurds. And everyone's like, no, don't help the Kurds.
Well, it's because we're allies with Turkey, and Turkey hates the fucking Kurds.
They hate the Kurds.
You know,
literally, Kurds are progressive Muslims. That is what a Kurd is. They are big people who are like, we follow the Quran, but we don't follow it to the T.
Yeah.
And other Muslims hate us because of that.
And listen, no one's saying all Muslims are fucking terrorists, obviously. But here's the thing. Here's the problem with Muslims. When you have people who will blow themselves up Yeah. Just to kill two or three other people.
Kamikaze.
The kamikazes again. You can't have this. This is too extreme.
It comes off as crazy.
Catholics would never do this. Buddhists would never do this. Hindus would never do this.
Timothy McVeigh was a white Christian male.
He didn't blow himself up in his
bomb. He still blew up a fucking building.
Yeah, but we're saying like a person who is a suicide bomber
is more dangerous. Is much more dangerous because they have nothing to lose. They're willing to
McVeigh
give everything.
McVeigh knew he was going to get caught. Sorry,
he got caught. He didn't kill himself.
Yeah, there's a big.
Like
big
it thing. Doesn't matter. He still bombed.
Yes, it does. Because
yes, it does.
He thought that he was going to get away with it. He thought maybe there's a chance that they're not going to find out if it's
the
me.
Atlanta City bomber maybe. Dude. Almost like the literally, I want to commit an act of violence, but I want to get away.
Yes,
I just want them all to acknowledge that. That they are not safe.
I'm very
These
religious.
People are like, I don't care about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
These white people are like, I'm very religious, but
yeah,
maybe if God doesn't exist, I still want to have sex with women still. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to park the truck and I'm going to leave it here. Good luck with that, guys. Thanks. I hope it's not parked illegally.
And that's the only thing where we're sitting and like saying I would like more Muslims to be more progressive. But a lot of them, like, as much as, like, I'm not violent, like, yes, your religion's not violent, you're not violent, but will you admit that there are people in your religion who are?
Yeah.
They will not.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Exactly. Nobody's coming out and saying, I see no Muslims saying, okay, listen, guys, I'm nonviolent, I don't do anything like that,
have
I don't condone ISIS, I don't
do
anything.
That?
Why do they have to do that, though?
Because they're part of the same religion.
That's literally
on
who
Team
is
Islam.
Doing it.
Okay.
They're on Team Islam.
That's like black people. That do you? Me and you. We're nonviolent. Uh-huh. But black males, unfortunately, have this negative, aggressive stereotype.
Yes.
So when you go, for instance, say when you go back to Texas and you go to. You go to like the rich white part, like McKinney, Plano. Do you have to address that? Hey, I'm a nonviolent black male.
To be fair, at this point, it would make more sense for white men to now acknowledge that they aren't the violent ones. But if I am around a lot of people of an opposite race, I do generally have to come off as like, oh, he's not one of them.
Okay.
Because I can't defend the other black people who are known to be violent. Like, mm-hmm. there are places in Texas, there are places in Houston, there are places in Dallas where it is a bunch of minorities. But I always say, like, the reason that black men or even the black race is viewed as violent, it's not because we are aggressive in a manner where it's because of my belief. It's because I'm poor. So a lot of black people are angry because they're poor. A lot of minorities are angry because they're poor and they do violent acts to make money.
Yeah.
Like my child doesn't have food. So our issue is if you guys would help us get out of poverty, we probably wouldn't be viewed as violent. But Muslims are going, my faith is safe. But why are these people not? Like that's how it's coming off where it's like, yeah, like that's the comparison. Poverty is our issue. Their issue is like their faith. Like we can't judge anyone else's faith. But then everyone's like, well, what about Catholics? Like it was like, yeah, but not all Catholics are pedophiles. We all know that. But we're saying not all Muslims are pedophiles. But you know what the Catholics are doing? Like we have the Pope going like, hey, look, I'm going to try to fix this. Every time he goes like, I'm going to try to fix this. The new Pope goes like, I'm going to try to fix this pedophile thing. There is not. I don't know who's the main like Muslim leader. Like I don't know. But like, would we have any of these leaders going like?
I think
it was
Muhammad Ali
this.
Before he died, to be honest. But
I'm just saying, I've never heard like any of them in charge going like, "I don't condone what happened."
I've
a lot
never
of them were like
any.
Like, I feel sorry for it. I'm like, but like, you've rarely heard them go like, "Oh, it's like," but they'll all go like, "My religion's not violent, though." And it's like, we know, but some of your people are. Can you please? How do we address this? And no one wants to address it because everyone's like, "Don't attack them." I was like, "No, we're not attacking. We're asking how do we address it?"
Yeah.
And no one has a solution.
Well, they don't want to bring up the actual problem. They don't want to bring up the real problem. But like you said about poverty, you're right. That's the big issue there. I mean, people who are well-fed and have a nice bed to sleep in don't commit crimes.
Yeah, they don't
commit crimes. Why would you? If you're well-fed and you're sleeping good, you don't need to commit
that's
crimes.
That's literally that Tupac thing when he goes like, I need some food.
That swimmer from Stanford?
The rapist?
Yeah. He had set. He had it set, and he fucked it up by raping an unconscious woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was drunk as fuck, and he did something stupid.
Here's the thing.
So who gives a fuck if he was drunk?
I give a fuck. I don't think that's... No, he's a fucking asshole.
That's
Here's
an isolated thing. Incident, though. We're talking about a whole group of people, you know?
No,
a whole...
but so addressing the rapist, excuse me, during the Inquisition, like, during the whole, like, religious, like, let's go to Christians, like, when they're fucked up. So there are stories at one point where there were men who had raped women, and they were like, that's not good. The way to penalize this guy was death by combat. The guy had to fight the woman. But women aren't as strong as men. You know what they did to the guy? They buried him up to his waist in the ground, and he had to sit there and he had to fight the woman to prove, because it's a he-shed-see-shed situation.
Huh, wow.
Should we go back to that in a rape? Because, like, a lot of the time, the reason that rape is a weird topic is because there have been incidents where women have lied to get out of it, and that's where people have the issue. That's the reason why it becomes a he said, she said. There are moments where it's happened, right?
Fuck yeah, they've proven it. Rolling Stone magazine, that girl who had the mattress on her back, who was marching around school.
Yeah, the video.
Fucking
shameful.
She was
like, I was raped, and then, like, you find out it was like a video she did. Like, so that's why it becomes a he said, she said. Like, it's a different thing than, like, my religion made me rape. Because, like, the reason that, like, Trump was bad is because he was like, all Mexicans rape. I was like, that's fucking wrong.
well, somebody's doing the raping.
Yeah, so it's usually white guys. Or rich black men
or
who have
Indian
TV shows.
Or Indian males, they're a little
like rapes, like rape. But I see, like, but this is where I'm like, there's... I'm kind of like, this is where I slowly sound like a feminist, because I was like, I think women should be the only ones that can get guns.
Because
their biggest threat is us.
That's the thing with the whole gun ban debate. You know, it's like when a woman has a pistol, that is the complete equalizer, okay? Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're a 250-pound man against a 105-pound woman. If she has a gun, that is an equalizer.
I feel like women
everybody is on an
guns.
Even playing field at that point.
That would stop rape.
And that's what's crazy, because a lot of women don't realize
debate.
That.
Yeah, that would
a
stop
lot
the
of
gun
women
debate.
Don't think
that
of that.
That would stop rape if you just, like, only women can have guns. Like, I know there'll be some dudes who sneak it out. But, yeah, but good luck taking on Tracy and her fucking gaggle of friends who are all going out to have fun tonight, and they all have a pistol
in
their fucking purse.
We're all packing 9mm.
I feel like
That's
women
true.
Should have guns.
Listen, your drink was great, Rashad, but we're just going to have ladies' time tonight, okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling woozy. Pull out your pistol.
Yeah, so if you could maybe just hit the road, that'd be great. Yeah. Thanks.
I don't know if I want to leave. Click, click. Oh, I'm leaving.
I feel like it's
men. Like, men are the problem at this point, really.
I feel like we would abuse the privilege of a gun more than women would in general. I think that's,
I mean, there are moments where I might fear a woman shooting a dude, but at some point, I feel like she'll explain herself in a way of, like, yeah, you know what? He had it coming.
Shut your back. Okay, things got kind of crazy.
Yeah.
All right. We all said some weird stuff, but...
I'm fine with that. I think it'd be fine.
The women, they don't think about that. No. They don't think about that, how much it puts them at a disadvantage.
Also,
if all the guns are gone, there's women that I could have my way with if I wanted to. You know, if I knew for sure they weren't packing anything to stop me.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
Whoa.
I'm just
saying.
Whoa. Slim. Whoa.
Sula Kim, watch
out. Slim.
Whoa. That's Slim Jim.
Wow.
I'm just saying. It's not a fair fight. It's not a fair fight, between a woman, straight up. It's not a fair fight.
Well, to be fair, she was unconscious. And you know what bugged
Ronda Rousey would fuck me up, but yeah. I might get one good shot on her, I think. I think I might get one good shot on her. She'd still fuck me up, but she'd armbar the fuck out of me, but I think I might get one good shot on her, I think.
That's so stupid.
I don't know.
You know, maybe call me crazy, but...
She'd break your face.
She would, I know. What do you guys want to do here? I'm having fun. You guys want to keep going? You guys really got me on that gun thing. So. All right, hey, we've been going here pretty long. It's actually give the ladies guns. You know, let's see what happens. I mean, we've shown what we do with them. There was that one San Bernardino chick though. She
was helping her husband.
No, false. Her husband was going along with her. He wanted to keep getting pussy, and he was like, "Ah, fuck! This bitch is crazy." But you know what? I married her. What am I gonna do? No, she was the one that was the leader of that whole fucking thing. But that's one incident, though. I mean, I honestly cannot even come up with another one in my head. Whereas I could come up with a dozen of
but see,
male
like, yeah,
shooters,
that's what I'm saying.
You know?
Like, out of all of them, like, that's one. I'm still fine with it. Give women guns.
Yeah.
Men lost that privilege.
Yeah.
Straight people lost marriage. Men lost guns. This is all my conclusion. I'm concluding our episode.
Yeah, that no, and that's the wrap up here is, listen, you guys, these are
the
all
Mariners blew it the worst.
These are all privileges, and when your opportunity is there, you have to seize it, you have to take it, and you got to make sure you don't fuck
we
it
blew,
up.
We can't drive white Broncos anymore, so.
That's very fucking true.
That's true,
every time it'd be a joke, I'd be like, man, fuck OJ.
I swear. No, they're OJ!
Their off-road capability is just so good.
I haven't seen any of that stuff.
OJ and Tiger fucked it up for me and Marcus.
For vehicles?
It's Tiger's,
vehicles
it's Tiger's
Swedish
fault.
Vehicles and Swedish blonde nannies, yeah.
OJ Norwegian. Fucked it up.
Norwegian.
And then Tiger
yeah,
came
exactly,
and Tiger bus, came bus loads of them. Tiger came bus he loads. Married this hot model and we're like, oh man, he gave who? Us hope. Tiger
oh. She wasn't a model.
She was a
she's
model.
A fucking nanny. She probably modeled.
Oh, I thought she was a model before a nanny or something.
Oh yeah, when she was 21.
Yeah, something
you know,
like before
still trying to find herself.
Before she
and then
there.
He
before
fucked
she was
it
crazy.
Up by fucking other hot white women.
Yeah.
Which I'm like
smoking hot white women. Okay, 9.5 was probably
he had one at home already.
9.5 was probably the lowest thing
he's
that
Tiger
he banged.
Woods.
All right, a 9.
His
and a
name's
half.
Literally Tiger Woods. What'd yeah. you think he was gonna do?
And that's the thing. It's like he. It's like. Who knows? Maybe any man would cave under that kind of pressure. Are you kidding me? Arnold Schwarzenegger fucked the nanny, okay? She wasn't even a good-looking nanny.
So I know we wanted to leave, but here's my thing. Yeah, because it's harder to get laid as a male than it is as a female to get laid. So when a guy gets that... Yeah, it just came out, though.
Was that it? Oh, we're still gone.
And then, well, I mean, it never stopped. It just came out. No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, if you get that little bit of
is
money.
Still recording?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, like, before, like, when you're a dude, if you're a 7, you can maybe pull a 9 if you're lucky. But that 200 grand in your bank account, like, that makes you automatically a 9.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you can be a 4. And, yeah, if you have a couple hundred yeah, grand in the bank.
You're at least an 8.
Oh, dude, any girl, almost any girl will fuck
Donald
you
Trump.
Almost.
Well. Yeah, very true. But I mean, like, so it's weird as far as that goes. Does that work in the opposite? Do you care how much money a girl has? Like, we all, every dude
no,
always makes
absolutely
that
joke.
But every dude makes that joke, like, I'd still fuck Oprah because she's got a
not.
Bunch of money.
Yeah. Well, they do. And if you found a chick that had a ton of money, you wouldn't be like, oh, that's a negative, obviously.
Right.
You'd
but
be like,
that's not
sweet.
Your intent.
But a girl could be fucking broke as shit, all right? She could have
and she's still
two
hot.
Quarters to rub together, and she's hot, and she has a good personality, and you'd be like,
yeah,
you know, we'll make it work.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
We'll make it work.
Maybe, I don't think that works.
Maybe you can start
reverse.
Working part time. It never fucking works, dude.
Like, there's always
unless
those,
you go for
those...
an older chick. Maybe if you go for an older chick well, and you're a good looking young yeah. guy, and she just wants to feel young again and yeah. feel that feeling of, hey, I'm alive, I'm invigorated. Yeah. You know, because I've had that happen before.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
I mean, that can happen, but again, that's a spot that we're falling away from. You know.
Yeah. Whoa. Fuck you.
Oh, hey, we're 30, man.
Shit.
It's not going to happen shit. When we're 50. We're not going to find a... When we're 40, we're not going to find a 55-year-old who's loaded.
No,
and...
I'm going to go for a 65-year-old.
Oh!
At that time, I'm 40. Hey.
Husband just passed. Yeah, that's true.
Anyway... Let's wrap this up. Let's
yeah,
put a,
yeah. Let's put a bow. Let's
put a
bow
on
thing.
It.
Hey, if you guys are still listening to us, kudos at this point. We had a couple of malfunctions here. Our apologies on that, and we went a little long. We got crazy with the conspiracies and all that shit.
People might hate me now,
but thank you. Oh, they already did, Marcus. Don't worry about that. Right. But thank you guys for joining us. Earful in the Emerald City, episode number 35. Here, we love you guys. If you liked it, tell a friend. We would appreciate it. Helps us out big time. And do us a favor and come join us next week. Maybe we'll have a lively debate again for you. We got another guest coming at you. And once again, guys, we love the shit out of you. You're the best thing we got going here. So thank you, guys. And we hope to see you soon here. Marcus, thank you. I'll give you the Wi-Fi code after we leave here. But thank you for joining us, man. It's been another good debate. Rashadi to the body.
We are out.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Have fun splicing that.
Me and Marcus were going at each other's throats there.
There's some throat. No, you guys were worse the last time. No question.
Why was it?
Record or do I hit pause? Stop.
Stop.
Oh, God, here it goes.